Josh Inman from Springfield Little Theater is here, and you guys just had an opening last night for a show you're directing.
Yes, we did. We opened the last 5 years, the opening of our 2020-21 season at Springfield Little Theater.
The 86th season of SLT.
It is,
under
yes.
very extraordinary and difficult circumstances.
Yes, yeah, certainly a year ago, this is not how we thought we'd be opening this season, but you know, it's going well. We're really excited about the last 5 years. I always say it's a different title than you're used to seeing at Springfield Little Theater. It's definitely an intimate show. We have two actors. But you know, it's perfect for these times, and it's relevant, and I think it's just a beautiful piece of theater.
So how did it go last night?
It went really well. Yeah. Yeah, it's being received very well by audiences, you know, and it's the music of the show is really the heart of it. So I think audiences, whether you're a theater person or not, you really fall in love with this show.
Tony-winning composer Jason Robert Brown came up with this show, and it's not a breezy sort of show. It's kind of complex emotionally and in other ways.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we're looking at a relationship between two people, Kathy and Jamie, and we see this told from two different perspectives. So we see Jamie's story like you would expect in any show where it starts at the beginning, where they first meet, their first date, goes all the way through the relationship. And then we see Kathy's story of the same relationship told in reverse. So she starts at the end yes. and works her way back. So you know, the characters only actually meet on stage together once in the show, and everything else is isolated.
And well, I don't think it's saying too much to say this because it's part of the publicity blurb on the website. Their wedding is in the middle of the show.
It is, yeah. That's the one place that they meet, and then they go about their ways. Yeah, so it's definitely an interesting title, and I think it's one of those that everybody can relate to it. You know, you see, no matter where you are in your life, you see different aspects of whether it's Kathy's story or Jamie's story.
Right.
And no matter where you are relationship-wise in your life, you see different aspects that you can relate to.
Well, talk about the music, too. This is...
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah. So Jason Robert Brown, if you're a theater person at all, you know and love his music. It's really... It's the heart of the show. It's the music itself is almost its own character within the show. And it's played beautifully by our music director, Parker Payne. He's on stage, so you get to see that too, which is really fun. And the songs in the show are just incredible. You know, the music and the lyrics, it all comes together just to create a beautiful story.
And they're all solo numbers, pretty much. Then.
They are, yeah. Yeah, we see them twice. We see them, you know, in the wedding, they sing together a little bit in the finale, even though they're in two different worlds. We see that. But other than that, it's all these solo numbers.
And you've got Aaron Bohannon as Kathy and Dylan Savage as Jamie.
Yes, we do. So it's actually kind of interesting because Aaron is a veteran of SLT. She grew up in our education program. And so to see her now doing her own thing, and she's a student at Boston Conservatory, a musical theater major. So we're really lucky to have her come back and do this
right.
role. And then Dylan is a musical theater major at Missouri State. So they're both doing excellent work. And, you know, it grows every night, every performance. We see, you know, just new things that they're coming up with, and it gets stronger and stronger.
So what is the performance schedule right now? You're going through August 30th.
Yes, so we run Thursdays through Sundays. We have Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday matinees at 2. So it's a standard
schedule.
As usual,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we run for 3 weekends. So last night was our opening night, so we have a few more this weekend, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, and then 2 more weeks after that.
Well, remind me of the COVID-19 precautions that you all are taking at the Landers.
Definitely,
because
yeah.
It makes, I mean, are you down to 50% capacity or less than that?
Actually, less than that. So our normal house seats about 530.
Right.
And we are seating right at 130 for this.
Okay.
So plenty of social distancing. The way that you check in to the theater, you remain distant. Obviously, everyone wears a mask.
Nobody hangs around in the lobby.
No. So we don't have an intermission with the show. That's another thing.
Okay.
So the show runs 85 minutes straight through.
Right.
So no intermission. And then afterwards, there's no concessions. There's nothing. You know, you exit. You're dismissed by row, and you leave the theater. So it's obviously very important for us, for our patrons, of course, and then also, you know, the staff and the volunteer actors and our crew members. You know, we love
what
we do.
You're trying to keep everybody safe.
Yes. Yeah, that's our number one priority. And I have to say, Between this and our education facility, I think the staff at Springfield Little Theater has just done a phenomenal job, you know, making sure that that safety is our priority.
Well, they, of course, they emphasize, like any other public venue, that if you're experiencing any COVID-like symptoms or feeling ill in any way, please stay home. You know, come visit Little Theater some other time.
Absolutely, yeah. And one thing that's really exciting about our season with our other shows after the last 5 years, a lot of them are going to be streamed. So we have not...
You're not streaming this one.
We're not with this one, but we are working towards that with other titles. So, you know, we're really trying to expand what we do and just make sure that theater is accessible to this whole community and outside of that.
Now, will that be the sort of thing where you record one or more nights and then play those on the Facebook page or on the YouTube?
So most of these, we have the capability now to do live streaming.
Oh, okay.
So,
nice.
You know, yeah, so it's a multi-camera setup, and we have one of our staff members who runs that, and it's a whole different show than you're seeing, you know, how he's controlling that. But we're working toward it being actually live streaming.
So those are just stationary cameras with no operators or...
Actually, you know, they do. There's a couple of them that do, yeah.
So there you go.
It's a full operation, yeah.
Nice, so. Nice. But again, you're not doing it for this show, but you will be doing it for subsequent shows during the season.
Yes.
And of course, it's all contingent on how COVID-19 progresses. Hopefully it's progressing in a flat or downward sort of motion. But, you know, we don't know for sure. But right now you've got a great show, opened last night, and the audience, I assume, loved it.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, it's, I think especially because of the times we're in, to be in that environment together, socially distanced, of course.
You're seating in the orchestra and the balcony.
We are. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So everyone's spread out. But, you know, there's nothing like seeing live theater. And just even at reduced capacity, it's still, there's just magic that happens when you're in that room.
Yes.
You know, so it's, I encourage anyone, like I said, we're being extremely safe with it, but you know, what a time to come out and see a unique title that we haven't had on our stage, and really an intimate show that is wonderful. You know, we're really proud of that work.
And again, the show is The Last 5 Years by Jason Robert Brown with Aaron Bohannon and Dylan Savage, and your musical director Parker Payne is also on stage. Performances Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday afternoons at 2 at the Landers Theater, 311 East Walnut, now through August 30th. Tickets available for a range of $20 to $33, discounts for students and seniors. And you can call the Landers box office at 869-1334. It's open from noon to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you can, of course, order tickets online at springfieldlittletheater.org. You can also see on the website information on Little Theater's COVID-19 precautions, both at the Landers and at their education center, the Judy.
Yes. Yeah, we are. We're in full swing over there with our educational programming. So, yes, very, very safe in both places.
All right. Josh Inman is the director of The Last 5 Years, and he got the show successfully on the stage last night. And now it just kind of has to run itself.
Right.
From now on, it's in the hands of the performers now.
Absolutely.
Well, all right. 869-1334 or springfieldlittletheater.org. Josh, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll see you later.